Well, hello and good evening, or good morning, or good afternoon, whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J, and I am here to tell you that today actually is a brand new day. And I don't know about you, but I am celebrating and rejoicing and enjoying this day that the Lord has made. Because the Bible that I read tells me that I should rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I'm not going to be before you long. I just had the sign in to say, what's up? I hope and pray that all is well on your end. I'm definitely having a good day. It has been such a blessed, amazing, uplifting, actually weekend. We've gotten a lot of rain over here. And you know, the rain is good. We need the rain. I definitely don't mind the free car wash. I don't know about you. My car needed to get a little bit of that, you know, that tree stuff off of it. So I'm glad about the rain. And we know that rain causes things to grow and it kind of cools things off a little bit. So listen, I just had a few things in my heart that I wanted to share, and I just wanted to encourage someone before I shut down and get back into my studies. A little while ago, I was playing a Wii Monopoly with my son. And we had to kind of pause the game. It was getting a little long. But I kept kind of pausing when it was my turn to hit that button. And my mind just kept going back to some things. So usually when I kind of get like that, I'm like, okay, I got to kind of get some things out of my system. And a podcast is a good way to kind of let it out. And so before I go there, let me quickly tell you where my episodes can be picked up. Pretty much on almost every major platform. I don't always remember them all when I'm trying to say it off the top of my head, but Anchor, Spotify, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Apple, Google Podcast, Geo7, that's JioSaavn. I always have to spell that one because not many people are familiar with that one, but you know, I think that's a good list. And every other major platform, Reset Today with Stephanie J, can still be picked up on YouTube by typing in the name of the podcast. So what's been on my heart? Oh boy, so much stuff. I have been waking up the last several mornings, and it seems to be a pattern. No matter what time I go to bed, I've even tried to go a few nights pretty early, like around a 9-ish, 9:30-ish, a little later. And I've been waking up around midnight. And then I may go back to sleep and wake up a little after 1. Every morning now, I'm waking up after 3 a.m. And so what I've been doing, because I'm, you know, kind of coming through some things, I'm dealing with some things, and I'm happy to say that I am almost at the end of this thing. And so it, you know, the load has been a little lighter, but I've been just pouring out my heart before the Lord, not just praying, but just talking to him and sharing some things that's been in my heart. And I'm telling him about all the things that I'm looking forward to in this season. And, you know, I've been doing this, I'm going to say the last three mornings in a row, definitely. I've been getting up out of bed a few mornings. I went downstairs in my living room. You know, I have my prayer globe because I started a prayer project and I kind of left off for a while, but then I got back to it. And so what I do, you know, I have a map on my wall. My son has one in his room that he uses for his studies. And then I have a globe and I labeled my globe my prayer globe. And so I like to lay hands on the map, different areas that I'm praying for, just as a, you know, a point of contact. And I do the same with my globe. And so I have a card case with index cards, and I will write down the state or the country, and I will write down what I'm praying about over the state or the country. And, you know, I'm just kind of keeping a record or whatever. And so I've been getting up when I can't sleep, and I've been, you know, praying like that and just praying about, you know, different situations and stuff. And so I felt encouraged. You know, there was a point in time when I had been really discouraged, and I was asking God questions, and I was telling him things like, you know, come on, this situation has been going on too long. You know, the enemy has killed, he has stolen, he has destroyed long enough. You know, you said, and I start giving him his word in John 10:10, Jesus says, I came that they might have life and life more abundantly. So I just started giving him back his word. And I said, you know, I'm not worried about this thing because listen, y'all, I've been fighting against giants for the last several years. This two different situations, I've been going around and around and around. It is so ridiculous, but I'm telling you, one day it's going to come out because it's coming out in the form of a book. That is what I'm getting ready. I keep prepping and keep pulling out my folder with all of the titles. I have over 100 titles that I wrote down over 3 years ago. I was going to use some of them for a podcast, but I said, no, this is a book. And then I have years and years and years, I kid you not, of files and documents and letters and emails and all of this stuff is going to be published one day. Yes, it will be published. Right now, you know, I'm coming through the end of it. And so there have been several individuals involved, and there are several agencies involved in this. And you know the spirit behind all of it. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's verse 12. And so although he's using individuals, we know the enemy behind it. And he has done everything thing that he could possibly do to get me to fold, to get me to bow. He thought that he was going to move me out, to move me out of position. He thought that he was going to break me. He thought. But I'm here tonight to let him know you thought wrong. Because see, in the back of me is a higher power that nobody can stand against. Nobody. I love the song that says, he has no rivals. He has no equals. God has no opposites. You know, we mistakenly say that the opposite of good is evil and the opposite of God is the devil. God has no opposites. The Lord God Almighty, he is strong in battle. The Lord of hosts, he is the creator. He is the Elohim. He is the God who created it all. And I don't care who or what branch of science. Or I don't care who disagrees with that. The Bible clearly tells us. I believe the Bible. I believe God's word. I believe what he says. And that is my foundation. Thank the Lord, that is what my life has been built on. And so I don't care. I thought about it earlier. And I was thinking, I said, you know, this is a tough spot. It's been a tough situation. And it has taken a toll on me. The devil has succeeded in kind of slowing me down. He's put up so many hindrances and roadblocks. And I was thinking about all of the wasted time. I said, God, this has been years and years of doing this, writing letters, making phone calls, waiting for responses, you know, contacting people, contacting lawyers. I'm on like my sixth lawyer, and then I have two in another situation, and I've been dealing with that situation. And I'm like, all of this time, Lord, I've been patient. I didn't want to bring the lawsuits and do the things that I'm now forced to do. I could have been done it and over with, but I've been giving these people a chance to come in and do the right thing. And it's now coming to a head. And the funny thing about it, I love the scripture that says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Because guess what, y'all? Now they're calling me. Now they're calling my attorney. Now they're emailing me. I got two emails on Friday from one of the higher up managers who's constantly calling my lawyer now. And on a Sunday, on today, she sends me an email after 6 o'clock this evening. Please call me on Monday. And I said, hi, I kind of said the last time we spoke, please contact my attorney about anything further. I'm done dealing with it. I have attorneys in this matter after all these years for a reason. So see, I'm done talking. And so I carry my burden. See, the enemy can't see everything that's being done on our behalf. I've been laying it out before him. I wrote the vision. I spoke his word. I gave his word. I've been fasting. I've been praying. I've been seeking his face. I've been doing all the right things. And guess what? The enemy can't say that. He doesn't have a leg to stand on when it's all said and done. So while the devil is using people, he's manipulating, he's blinded them. The Bible talks about the blindness of their eyes. He has blinded these people and they think that they're fighting against me. They're doing all of this wicked, all of this evil. And they think that I don't know. They think that I can't see. But guess what? I don't have to. Some things I just know, but I know that God knows everything. And so I place it in his hands. The Bible says his eyes are everywhere at once. He beholds the good as well as the evil. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He's God. He sees it all. He told Jesus, sit still while I make your enemies your footstool. And what happened at that cross? Jesus trampled over Satan's head. And then after he finished defeating him, when he got up in victory, death couldn't hold him. He got up and the Bible says he made an open show of him. He led captivity captive. And then he told us, listen, he's under your feet because I've given you power to tread and to trample over the enemy. So listen, if you're a believer, if you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, as I am, thank the Lord, then you know that you have the victory. Let me say that again, because somebody needs to hear that. And you really need to let it resonate in your hearing. If you are a true believer, I'm not talking about what passes for Christianity today. If you really, really, really believe with your heart, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you're already victorious because he tells us we're seated in heavenly places. And so we may have to go through some of these battles. We may have to fight. We may have to struggle a little bit here and there. The devil might get a few good blows in. We might get knocked down. Paul said we're cast down, but we're not forsaken. We're struck down. We're not destroyed. We're not knocked out of this thing. So I need somebody to hear me on tonight. You need to hold on, because listen, I was getting frustrated. I mean, it's been a long time and so much has happened. And I'm reminded of David when he fought Goliath. I'm not going to go back through that story. Many people are familiar with it. But just remember, Goliath had brothers. David picked up 5 stones. One was for Goliath and the rest was for the others that would come. It just so happened when the Holy Spirit helped David land that rock in his forehead, the right place to take him down, everybody else fled. But then if you look at later chapters, you'll see, and the Philistines. So they kept coming back. He didn't just get rid of Goliath and they just went away and never bothered him again. So you have to understand that we have some enemies and they're going to come back. So the devil's been doing everything he can possibly do. And it's so funny because what they're trying to do, were trying to move me out. And I think I lost count. I mean, let's see. We went from Okay, 6 managers are now gone. This is in a little over 5 years. They've been through 6 managers. They're on a new manager now that's only been here for a few months. And then the instigator of it all is gone. And I'm still here. And I'm saying to them, like, what is that telling you? No matter what you've done, no matter the lies that have been told, no matter what's been said, you know, no matter what threats have been made, I'm still here. I'm still, as Bishop Morton says in that song, I'm still standing. What does that tell you? I'm not fighting in my own strength. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That means I don't have to fight you in the flesh. I don't have to get down and dirty. Now, a few of the conversations got a little heated, not out of control. No, you know, cursing and arguing and things like that. But, you know, there were times when I had to be firm and let them know, I don't think y'all know who y'all dealing with. You're not playing with me like I'm, you know, like I was born yesterday. I know what's going on. I know what my rights are. I know what you're supposed to do. It's written right here in the laws. I even went as far as to give them their own paperwork saying this is what you're required to do by law and you're in this position. But the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. The Bible says they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I'm here to tell you tonight that those strongholds are coming down. The walls of Jericho are coming down. It's only a matter of time. Before the end of this month, I'm going to be free of all of this. God has turned this thing around and he's put me in position where the enemy is under my feet and there's nothing that can be done about it. And I was just about to give up. I was so tired, so frustrated. And I was pouring out my complaints to the Lord. And all of a sudden, last week, things shifted in a way that I said, okay, I can see it. I can see you moving through this thing. Okay, I see what you're doing now. So I'm just going to rest in it. I'm going to trust in you. I said this many times. I have 3 different places in my home, the letters that you can peel off and I put on the wall, my bedroom, my bathroom door, and down in the kitchen. Let go and let God. I said, I'm going to let you handle this. And so when I was talking to him few weeks ago, I was saying, do you even hear me? Are you even listening? Are you working in this thing? Are you going to allow the enemy to do this longer, further? Are you going to allow this enemy to ambush me? When you said this in your word, God, you see all I'm doing. You see all this devil is doing. God, you see this. And I'm talking like that. But then all of a sudden there was a shift. And so when I've been waking up, you know, these mornings, I've been just talking a little different and, you know, talking to him about his word. And then I'm like talking about all this stuff. Like I poured out over 2 hours, these last few mornings, over 2 hours, because I just couldn't sleep. And then I get in a book and I'm reading Proverbs and I'm, you know, I'm journaling on a proverb a day. And I'm, you know, just meditating on certain scriptures and verses. And I'm doing my Christian apologetics. I kind of paused the pastoring class, but I'm doing Christian apologetics. And I have my son taking this online course with me. You know, we're doing some new things in this season because it's extremely important to me for my son to be really rooted and grounded in his faith. I want him to know that he knows without a shadow of a doubt why he's a Christian and really what Christianity is all about, and he needs to be able to defend his faith. And so now he's at a level where he can really understand it. And so we're doing all of this in the midst of all of the other things that I have to do, the appointments and running here and doing this. Other than that, it's been pretty peaceful. And so I started just talking to the Lord, just talking to, I keep saying this because I want to bring this point across to how he let me know that, yes, daughter, I hear you. I'm listening. Even when you think that I am not listening to you, even when you thought things were not changing, even when it looked like things were getting worse, I was listening. He said in his word, before you call, I've already answered. He said, I already have the answers. I love to say and quote the scripture in Isaiah that says, I believe it's 30. He says, and you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it. And I always say, this is the way, Stephanie, walk you in it. Father, you know the way that I should take. The word says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so I'm just talking to him and I'm just like, Lord, I thank you so much for even all the times when I didn't wait on you, the times when I didn't do it right, the times when I fell, the times when I slipped. You know, like Abraham, when he lied and said Sarai was his sister to the king, and she was taken into his harem, and Abraham threw her under the bus, and the Lord had to rescue her. And I said, you know, you remember when you told him, you know, the woman that you have, that's a man's wife. And Pharaoh said, wait a minute, you going, I'm innocent, man. He, you know, this is the Stephanie J paraphrase. He said, you know, didn't he say that she was my sister? He said, I've done this in the innocence of my heart. And the Lord said, I know. And that's why I restrained you from coming near her, but she's a man's wife. Restore her. He said, and the man is a prophet and he'll pray for you. He said, but know of a surety, if you don't restore, I'm killing everything up in here. And so the Bible says he got up that morning. He called all his men, called Abraham. He said, what's this you did to us? Why would you do this? What did you see in here in my land that you would do? And Abraham, he said, well, you know, I was afraid for my life. So Abraham acted out of fear. And, you know, we do that sometimes, even though the Bible says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Sometimes we do get into situations that may cause us fear. Okay. And so Abraham even came out of that situation, even though he lied. And I'm not encouraging lying because God said he hates liars. Revelation 21 verse 8 says, all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. So I'm not saying go lie. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying the man told a lie out of fear for his life because he said, you're beautiful. They're going to kill you and take you from, you know. So he was afraid. And He left that place with great wealth. This happened two times that we were told of. He left with men servants, maid servants, cattle, gold, silver, you know. So anyway, I told God, I said, you know, there were times when I did things and you still worked it out. You still brought me through. There were times when it could have turned out different. And although I've been on, you know, this road and it's been a struggle and it's been, Lord, you're still keeping me. You still kept my children, my God, I'm just grateful for that. And then you said in your word, and God, I know even now you see me before you, but you also see the enemy before you. God, you hear the secret conversations. God, you see the secret plans. You see what's going on in the offices. You see what's going on in the bedrooms. You, God, just like you carried the words of the king to the prophet Elijah. Like, I'm getting deep in the word, okay? I'm telling him all of this. I'm like, you see what the enemy is plotting and planning. And God, I know you're going to cut this thing off. And I know you're making a way out of no way. So I just want to praise you this morning. I'm not worried about it. You told me to cast my cares upon you, for you truly care. And then I started praying some specific things. And I started laying out some things. And I'm mentioning people in the Bible. And I'm like, just like Job, you already told me I had the double portion coming. You spoke this through this pastor. And you, so I'm saying all of this. Now, catch this. This is the whole crux of the matter. And I'm going to get ready to shut this down because I do need to do a little more study, you know, before I get ready for bed, because I have a very busy week this morning. A very busy week ahead and a mini vacation coming in. So I really have to get off of here. But I just get so excited thinking about the goodness of the Lord. And so it's nobody but me and Jesus. I'm talking to nobody but him. I'm not talking loud. I wasn't even talking the way I'm talking, recording this podcast. It was between him and I. I was praying in tongues. Okay, I don't want to go too deep in this. I was praying in the name of Jesus. Let me correct that. Praying to the Father. I pray to my Heavenly Father because the Bible tells us, Jesus said, you will no longer ask me. You will ask the Father in my name and he will do it. So let me correct that. We are not praying to Jesus. We're praying in his name and not just in the name of Jesus. That doesn't mean that. It means in the authority, in the power of the name of Jesus that defeated the enemy on the cross. So let me clear that up. So I'm talking to the Father and I'm praying in the name of Jesus in authority by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm praying in tongues. I'm praying even more in tongues. Jude says, building up yourself in your most holy faith. So I'm strengthening myself and I'm praying in tongues. And my son is rocked out all through the night. I like to stand sometimes by my bathroom window open, blinds all the way up, just looking at the beautiful skylight. And I would just stand in the bathroom sometimes 15, 20 minutes and just pray in tongues. And I spoke some things out in the window, just put it out in the atmosphere. Because, you know, we are doing aerial warfare because the Bible says Satan is the prince of the power of the air. And, you know, his time is short. But anyway, he works in the air and he likes to frustrate. And so that's why he likes us to put words and negativity and things out in the air so that he can have something to work against us with. So I started speaking into the atmosphere, things that was about to come to pass and quoting scripture and just talking to him. And so this is like, I finished about 5:30 in the morning and I laid down close to 6 o'clock and I woke up again, and then I woke up again like 8:30 something. I was still groggy and tired because I had been up for several hours. So I said, I'm going to lay down. I laid down again. And so after I got up and got some things together this morning, I told my son, I said, well, let's go ahead and do, one of the apologetics videos. And so before we did that, we were having a discussion about some things. And I told him, I said, you know, let's pray before we start this lesson. I said, but this time I want you to pray and I want you to pray some things for yourself. And he said, what kind of things? I said, I want you to pray for whatever you're desiring God to do. I said, be it in this course, be it in your life, you know, anything that is concerning you, anything that is troubling you, anything. So he says, okay. And he starts off his prayer and he says, okay, God, so I'm coming before you again with one thing that really concerns me. And he says, my mom. And I'm like, okay, that's not what I told him to do. I told him to pray for himself. And he prays for about a good 7 minutes. I wish I had this one on recording. I really do. But he prays about 7 minutes and he's like, I'm bringing you, you know, her health concerns, things that she's dealing with. She's really dealing with a lot. And I'm asking you to lift her load. He said, God, I know that this is only a testimony. You know, she's going to come out with a great testimony as she has before. God, I'm thanking you right now that you're going to do this. You're going to do this for her. God, she's done this and she's done that. And so he's praying and praying. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, great. But I told you to pray for and pray about yourself. And then all of a sudden it was like the whole prayer just switched after about 3 minutes. And it was like the Holy Spirit just opened up and started downloading, in a sense, that's the best term I can think, downloading to my son almost everything that I've been praying and talking to him about in the wee hours of the morning. And I started getting excited. And I was like, oh my goodness. Oh my. He was like, what, mom? I said, and you know, we're used to this, but usually it's like a few things here. And, you know, I'll pray something. He'll say, hey, I was just reading about that the other day. Hey, I just saw that in a VeggieTale. Or I'll say, hey, I was just praying. It was like, I kid you not, about 10 or more different topics and subjects, from scriptures to people that I mentioned to direct things that I prayed about, situations. He prayed exactly what I was talking to the Lord about. I was flabbergasted. And he kept saying, okay, okay. Then one point he said, well, I probably should just stop praying scriptures and stuff. I said, no, just go ahead and pray. But then he said, and Lord, like Job, you said, you know, Job had the devil. I said, I prayed that in the bathroom this morning because that was prophesied to me. I said, and I just told him, he said, okay. And then he prayed something else. I said, I asked him that. Then he's like, God, you know, be on the throne. Speak to that judge. I said, oh my goodness. I prayed that it was like everything that I've been, and I'm talking hours and hours and hours of prayer. In about 5 minutes, the Holy Spirit gave him so many things. And that was to say, and my son, my almost 14-year-old, had enough wisdom to say, he said, well, mommy, you know that this is nothing but confirmation. He said, so thank you, God, that you're showing her that you are listening to her. You hear her. And the Bible says, out of the mouth of babes. I am so grateful. I am so excited. I am so glad that we have a God who says, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. He said, bring your burdens to him. He said, I will give you rest. I am so glad that even when I'm not sleeping, when I get up and talk to him, he has a way of letting me know, daughter, your labor is not in vain. I hear you. I got this. Rest in me. Trust in me. And so that's what I want for you to get out of this. If it's nothing else, trust in him. Rest in him. Depend on him. I don't care what it looks like. I've had the giants coming after me in the land for many, 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 many years, and I still haven't been uprooted. They still can't do anything with me. I've been in situation after situation after situation. The devil could have been took me out, but he hasn't been allowed to be. You know why? Because God has his hands on me. Marvin Sapp sings that song. He has his hands on you. God knows exactly what to do. You need to understand that even when you can't see what the enemy is doing, listen, we don't have to focus on him. And I have been praying. I'm going to say this and end this here. I have been praying, God, just like the unjust judge, when the widow went to him, she didn't talk to the enemy. She talked to the unjust judge, and he got vengeance for her. I prayed that. And my son said, just like the unjust judge. I said, oh my goodness, I prayed that too. So God hears us. He hears his children. He hears the cries of his children. So whatever it is you're dealing with tonight,
I pray that you would let it go. I pray that you would stop wrestling and fighting. We don't have to get down with the enemy. Remember, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God. And if you want those strongholds pulled down, you got to learn how to wait on him. You got to learn how to trust in him. You got to learn how to depend on him. You got to learn how to lean on him. And I promise you, I can't tell you exactly when, but the word says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So I challenge you to wait on that joyous morning and you be blessed until I speak with you again.